You know, I never really understood the value of having a good credit score until I started to make a few purchases recently. Then it hit me like a ton of bricks. Because my credit score was in the 600s. I was borderline getting denied on my new apartment. And guess what? My new car payment is about 30% more. Having bad credit can even affect your credit card rates. Having a good credit score is important to your financial future, and you can save a lot of money. Call the Credit Pros right now. In a free phone call, we can tell you exactly how to improve your credit score. Plus, learn about our 60-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not happy after 60 days, we'll give you 2 months free. Make this free call right now for a free consultation and free credit review. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Stacey Cohen for Animal Radio. A giant panda is the happy mom of twins.
It's incredible to see the interest that pops up, you know, with just a giant panda birth, let alone twins.
Dr. Dwight Lawson, he's with Zoo Atlanta. He said Loon Loon, who's a 15-year-old panda on loan from China, gave birth to the twins at the zoo. The zoo says the tiny babies are the first giant panda twins to be born in the U.S. since 1987. Loon Loon was reportedly to be in labor for barely 90 minutes. That compares with 36 hours for her first delivery in 2006. Acclaimed European chef David Fowler isn't worried about his diners finding a bug in their meals. In fact, he started intentionally adding a variety of creepy crawlies to the dishes that he serves at his restaurant in Nice, France. Among the new specialties are a dessert with crickets, which he likes for their popcorn flavor, and a cod dish with mealworms, which he claims adds a nice nutty tone to the fish. He got this idea for his alternative foods menu while he was traveling to countries where citizens use insects in their everyday diets. He says the biggest obstacle in his quest to make his own cooking more adventurous was finding a reliable local supplier of edible insects. You know, I don't know, why can't you just try a new sauce? Why do you have to eat bugs? He's since solved that problem with the help of a nearby company. It raises their insects on organic vegetables. Nice. Scientists have discovered, just like humans, chimps and orangutans can apparently remember things that happened years ago in their lives. The ability to remember events from the remote past has been considered a defining feature of human nature, said this comparative psychologist, Gemma Martin Ortis. Now she and her colleagues have found that chimps and orangutans can also recall distant memories. In experiments with 15 chimps and 4 orangutans, The scientists tested whether the animals could remember events they experienced years ago. Well, 3 years prior to this, they had watched researchers hide tools that the chimpanzees and orangutans needed to grab rewards that were otherwise out of their reach. Well, as the apes looked on, the researchers repeated hiding the tools a total of 4 times. In the new experiments, the scientists had the apes carry out the exact same tasks in the same room with the same experimenters. Just one exception. All the apes tested recalled where the tools were hidden, and they reached their reward. This is the first study showing that chimps and orangutans remember personal past events. I guess elephants aren't the only ones who never forget. I'm Stacey Cohen. Get more animal breaking news at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
Portions of today's show are a repeat from an earlier broadcast.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Here's Hal and Judy.
You know, every once in a while, we love to feature some outstanding people in the industry. Today, we're featuring Beth Stern. Hi, Beth. How are you doing?
Hi.
You are doing so many things. You're keeping pretty darn busy, aren't you?
Oh, my goodness. Right now, I'm fostering a litter of 4 kittens and a mama cat and her additional three kittens. So I'm busy being a kitten foster parent this summer.
Does that all happen at your house there?
It does. Yeah, our house is, well, we have 4 rescued cats from the North Shore Animal League that we've accumulated over the last 5 years. So 4 cats in 5 years, and we've always rescued adult cats. So they fill our house with so much love. But we decided, well, just in light of kitten season and these summer months, every shelter is so overpopulated with cats right now that I decided to take a friend from North Shore Animal League. We went into a local municipal shelter and grabbed a litter of kittens, and my husband, Howard Stern, and I fostered them, and it was so rewarding. He mentioned it on his radio show. We got over 100 applications from wonderful people that wanted to adopt, and I reviewed these people and screened them with North Shore Animal League. We found 6 kittens, wonderful homes. So I decided when I delivered the kittens to the new families, and I decided right then and there, let's grab another litter, and then on top of that, I grabbed this mama cat and her babies. So we've been so busy, but it's been so much fun.
Well, I got to ask you this question. I don't picture Howard, and I promised myself I wasn't going to ask you anything about Howard, but I don't picture...
Please, he's my favorite thing to talk about other than animals.
I don't expect him to be like a cat guy, you know?
Oh, my goodness. He's right there with me. I mean, I do the hard work. I'm cleaning the litter boxes 100 times a day. It's amazing how often kittens poop. But he's right there. He photographs them. He names them. He actually cried like a baby the other day when he had to say goodbye the day that I had to hand off the first litter to their new families. He's really incredible with them and fell in love with them as quickly as I did.
Now, do you consider yourself a cat person or a dog person?
I'm equal opportunity. Growing up, my family, we always had rescued animals. I mean, guinea pigs, we had little chickens, we always had 2 cats. And we always had a dog in our household. So I don't love one more than the other. I love all animals. And right today is actually a really sad day. It's 1 year since our beloved Bianca, our bulldog, passed away. So it's a little bit of an emotional day for me. And I'm really happy to have these kittens to fill all my attention.
Well, let's dedicate today's show to that. Okay?
I love that. I love that. That makes me really happy. Thank you.
How was your transition at home? Because, listen, I grew up in New Jersey, so I was a big Howard fan. And I know before we met you, he didn't really have pets until you guys got your bulldogs.
That's
so how was that
true.
Whole transition?
He had a black lab named Java, and she recently passed away. We were very close with her and his kids, and his it ended up living with his children on Long Island. And he also has had a cat that passed away as well. So he did have cats with his children on Long Island before he met me.
You know, we all spoil our animals. What do you do to spoil your animals? What kind?
Oh my gosh!
What's
I have
the wackiest
to laugh
thing?
Because we have these 4 cats, and our one cat Leon Bear is 22 pounds, and he sleeps in the bed with Howard and me. And I have to say, he takes up more space than I do. And I think all pet lovers and people that have pets can relate. And there are so many nights where I have the worst night's sleep because Leon Bear is comfortable, and I'm on the edge of the bed. And I always put my pet's comfort first, and I think all of us can relate to that.
Well, why is it that the cats sleep sideways? You know, they don't sleep lengthwise with us. They
never,
have to sleep
never.
Sideways.
Sideways, but yet his head manages to be on my pillow. So imagine that.
So how many animals are in the bed at one time at night? would you say?
Well,
besides Howard.
We usually have Leon, Baron, Walter, and Apple sleeping on the bed with us, so that's three. And Charlie Boy, he's really fat. He's our most recent rescue, and he came to us fat, and we're working on having him lose some weight. He's another rescue that we adopted from North Shore Animal League, and he can't jump, so he's on the floor beside the bed. So to answer your question, three cats in bed with us at night.
See, I think I'm looking at this picture of Charlie Boy right now. I'll hold it up to the microphone so listeners can see. He is big.
He's a big boy. He's 18 pounds, but not as big as Leon. So he's more, I mean, he's definitely fat as opposed to Leon's just a big guy.
We just got this email from a listener who's complaining because her cat is upsetting her boyfriend. When they make love, apparently the cat, she allows the cat to be in the room right there. And it ruins the mood, apparently.
We tend to remove the cats from the bedroom when we have that time together. And then as soon as it's over, when we're about to cuddle, the doors are opened again.
They don't go scratching at the doors and all
no,
that?
No, yeah, Charlie just meows and then Leon bashes into the door. So, you know, you just have to deal with it.
You get immune to it.
Yeah, you just ignore them.
You just ignore them.
The television show, Nat Geo Spoiled Rotten Pets, are you still doing that?
You know what? It was only supposed to be one season, but I loved doing it so much. I was secretly hoping that it was going to go for another season, but it ran its course, and I'm still going to be doing some things for Nat Geo Wild. I love that network. Really proud to have been on it and hoping to do more work with them.
What kind of spoiled animals did you find on that show?
Oh, my goodness. There were a pair of pigs, Wilma and Pebbles, that lived inside with the couple. They were pot-bellied pigs. They slept in bed with the couple. They were completely housebroken. They were just really remarkable. I mean, I never had spent time with pigs before, but I ended up taking the pigs for a day because the couple had never spent a night on a date without being with the pigs. So I sent them on a romantic date. I took the girls to this pig spa in Pennsylvania, and I gave them facials. I exfoliated their piggy skin. I gave them massages. It was such a fun day for me.
Awesome. And there was actually a pig spa out there. There really is a...
It was actually a pig sanctuary where a lot of people see these cute little teacup pigs and think they're going to stay little. And pigs don't stay little if you feed them. So there are a lot of pigs that end up in rescues, and there's this beautiful sanctuary in Pennsylvania that acts as a place that where these pigs can live, and also is a piggy spa for people that have pigs for them to spend the day there. It's very cute.
Well, we're almost out of time here, but I want you to tell listeners about North Shore Animal League and how they can help out.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so proud. I've been the spokesperson, a volunteer with the North Shore Animal League America for 10 years now, and they're the largest no-kill adoption organization in the world. The bottom line is my mission is just to spread the word to adopt from your local shelter. Buying from pet stores is just facilitating this horrible, wretched cycle that of puppy mills, which I'm sure you guys touched base on a gazillion times.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're adopting from a shelter, you're saving two lives, the one that you're adopting, and you're opening up space for someone else to come in.
All doing good work, both you and North Shore Animal League. We'll put links over at animalradio.com. Beth Stern, thank you. Do you like Beth O or Beth Stern? We couldn't figure that out there.
My husband and I it was my birthday the other night, and we had this exact conversation. He took me out, romantic dinner, and he said, what's with this Beth-O still going on? It's been 5 years, so I am officially saying that I no longer want to be referred to as Beth-O. I am Beth Stern.
There you go. Beth Stern on Animal Radio. I appreciate you taking time to visit with us today.
Thank you so much. You guys are great. I really appreciate it.
This is Glenn Close on Animal Radio, and remember how very, very important it is to spay or neuter your pet.
You know, I never really understood the value of having a good credit score until I started to make a few purchases recently. Then it hit me like a ton of bricks. Because my credit score was in the 600s. I was borderline getting denied on my new apartment. And guess what? My new car payment is about 30% more. Having bad credit can even affect your credit card rates. Having a good credit score is important to your financial future, and you can save a lot of money. Call the Credit Pros right now. In a free phone call, we can tell you exactly how to improve your credit score. Plus, learn about our 60-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not happy after 60 days, we'll give you 2 months free. Make this free call right now for a free consultation and free credit review. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.